Genesis 4, and this is the history of Cain, the one who slew his brother Abel. He has been driven away from the presence of the Lord, and it says in verse 16, "And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahuyael, and Mahuyael begat Methuselah, Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other, Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents and have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and pipe. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, the forger of every cutting instrument of brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah." But please notice, in verse 21, it tells about the beginning and the discovery of certain things in God's creation. It says, "Jabal was the father of such as dwell in tents and had cattle." So here is one who has farming, carrying of cattle, a nomadic manner of life. But then this is so interesting. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and pipe. Remember those two instruments, the harp and pipe. Now, let's look at Numbers 10, because this is the portion that is connected with what we've been studying the last several occasions. There are so many references to these things, I may have to look at something in a moment, we'll see. But in Numbers chapter 10, here are instruments patterned after what we read in Genesis chapter 4. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Make thee two trumpets of silver. Of beaten work shalt thou make them, and thou shalt use them for the calling of the congregation." You remember, I've been speaking to you about holy convocations. And so here are two silver trumpets that are made for the specific reason of the calling of the congregation and for the journeying of the camps. "And when they blow them," that is, the both of them, "all the congregation shall gather themselves unto thee at the door of the tent meeting. And if they blow but one, then the princes, the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. And when you blow an alarm, the camps that lie on the east side shall take their journey. And when you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets. And they shall be to you for a statute forever throughout your generations. And when you go to war in your land against the adversary that oppresseth you, then ye shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your set feasts, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow the trumpet over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be to you for a memorial
before your God. I am the Lord, your God.
Now, let's look at Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23, and starting at verse 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, shall be a solemn rest unto you, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Let us speak to God again in prayer. Now, Father, we are thankful for every detail that you give us in the Word of God. We confess that some of the things that you required of the nation of Israel would never enter our minds, and the way that you would have them to obey your commands would never enter our minds. But you have told us the way it should be done, and we thank you for that. We pray that we shall learn from the portions that we've read tonight and benefit from them as they were meant to benefit the nation of Israel. So, our Father, by thy Spirit, take these truths and make them as they are of interest and of importance to us. We thank you for the blessings of the day, for every physical blessing that has been ours, and for the spiritual blessings of the holy convocations that we were present at this morning. The one when we remembered your Son, and the one, Father, when you ministered to us from the Scriptures. We thank you, our Father, for this night, that we might learn from the Word of God. So by thy Spirit, empower and prepare hearts, and we pray that your Son shall be glorified. You know our sins. We confess them. Be faithful and just to forgive and cleanse, and indeed glorify the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. It speaks in the book of Ecclesiastes about man seeking out many inventions. And what is so remarkable about God's creatures is that he is created in the likeness and image of God. And if you look at all of God's creation, you will see that certain concepts, certain ideas are there. And as man looks at the creation that God made and lives in it and thinks about it, he also begins to create things to make life pleasant to him. He looks at God's creation and he learns how to take care of cattle. And he also learns how to make music. He learns also about cutting, about building. All of these things come early to the mind of man. And this musical invention that I read to you from Genesis chapter 4. It's in the seventh generation from Adam. And so whatever they had before, however the anthropologist will tell you about man and his discoveries, we know that at that time, man learned about music, a remarkable thing. And what he learned about music was this, that music can be made by plucking or bowing a string, and he learned that music could be made by blowing on an instrument of whatever material he had. And if you add one more, that is the completion of all the music that can be made. In an orchestra, you have the stringed instruments, you have the wind instruments, and you have the percussion instruments. Now tell me, any music that cannot be made with strings and wind and percussion, because that makes up a complete orchestra that we have today. You have all the strings, and then you have the wind instruments, and some of them are like trumpets, and some are like the piccolo or the flute, the oboe,
But all of them are the same because music is made by blowing in those instruments. And that is what we have in Genesis chapter 4. He discovered about the pipe. I wonder how he discovered it. Maybe he had a reed or some piece of wood, and just at times you have blown and a sound will come out of a hollow object and it makes a sound, and then he thinks about that it will make a sound, and then as advances take place, he puts little air holes in it and he sees that he can make different notes. A remarkable thing. Now, to go from the pipe to another instrument, you can go to the trumpet, because both of them are wind instruments. You play a pipe, you play a flute, you play a clarinet, any instrument, you play them all the same. You blow upon those instruments. So God, in Numbers chapter 10, says, I want these wind instruments made. Now, what made it so difficult in telling you about the trumpets tonight is that there are no less than four different words that are used for the word trumpet, but not one of them is like we say a trumpet, and you look at it. If I say a trumpet, something comes to your mind. But all of these words signify these concepts. First of all, a sound, a kind of sound, the blowing that makes the sound, and then the continuous sound, and then the instrument that makes the continuous sound, and then the festival that is announced by the instrument that makes the continuous sound. Now, if you think it was easy to bring all these things together and analyze them and to reduce them to that, you try it. You go and look up all the variety of these words. But at times, it speaks about a sound. Doesn't mention the instrument at all. And then a particular kind of sound. And then a blowing. And then a continuous sound. And then the instrument that makes that sound. And then the feast of Jubilee, the celebration of Jubilee that is announced by that instrument. But not one of them is simply a trumpet. It is a word that goes from one thing to another thing. And so for that reason, you do not realize it, but you're reading Jubilee in some instances, and then you're reading about the blowing of trumpets in another, but the same word. So all of these things are trumpets that God tells us about. And the two main kinds of trumpets are the ones that God prescribes to be made out of silver. This is a metal trumpet. And then if it's a ram's horn, then it's made out of that horn that comes from an animal. And if what we see when Israel was taken captive, what was carved, you'll see the silver trumpets, and they were straight instruments, small things, and they had a bulb on the end of them, a bell on the end of them. But now a ram's horn, you look at that, and its design is made by nature, and then they take them and they are to blow with them. And it's God, and God at times says, you are to blow with ram's horns. And that's what happened in Joshua chapter 6. What was wrong with blowing with the silver trumpets? But God said, ram's horns. And then, if you want to try yourself, go and see where you ever find the word ram when it speaks about ram's horns. I just tell you some of these difficulties. But in Joshua chapter 6, the trumpet is ram's horns, and they blow it. But here, it is made of a particular metal, and it must be of significance for this reason. They had in the tabernacle that was going to be made, and that had been made, you'll find that there was gold and silver and brass and wood. And so these trumpets could have been made of gold, because I know that there was a very great flautist, and he has his instrument made of pure gold. And then others have flutes made of silver, and lesser people have them probably made of brass covered over with silver plating. But God says these instruments are to be made of pure silver, of beaten work. And then if you look up the significance of the metals that are used in the tabernacle of God, if you look carefully, you will discover that gold conveys the thought of the glory of God, and silver, not redemption, that's too limited, but silver is the riches of God. Perhaps I will show you sometime just why, not redemption, that's one thing, but the riches of God. And then you have brass or copper, that is the strength of God. And so, if these trumpets are to be made of silver, they convey the riches of God. Because God could have had all the sounds made by ram's horns, or had he had them made of brass, because trumpets are made of brass, even today, and cornets, they would have signified the strength of God, the judgment of God. But here, it is the riches of God for this reason. These trumpets are for the benefit of the nation of Israel. I could have read to you from Numbers chapter 9, and I must tell you about it, because God guided his people not by one way, but by two ways. It was the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And God said, when the cloud is over the tabernacle, then you stay as long as the cloud is over the tabernacle. But when it lifts up and it moves away, then you are to take your journeys. Well, I would have thought this. It would have been enough. Couldn't everybody see the cloud when it went up? Or maybe some would be sleeping. Maybe some would be looking in a different direction. Maybe some would be caring for their cattle, and their eyes would not be upon the tabernacle. And so what God said is, I'm going to guide you not only by sight, but I'm going to guide you by sound. And this is what is to be done. Aaron's sons, the priests, now remember this, because it's most important. No one but Aaron's sons, the priests, were permitted to blow the trumpets that were made of silver. And so here are God's priests blowing trumpets that speak of the riches of the God of Israel. And God says, this is the way I want my people called. So it means that they get a message from God. Their sense of hearing by the trumpets, and their sense of sight by the cloud. And so here you have a twofold witness in two things, the cloud and the trumpets, and you have a twofold witness in the two trumpets themselves. It could have been that God only would use one trumpet and would give a different melody when he wanted directions carried out. Because there were certain tunes, rhythms, sounds carried out by these trumpets, and they conveyed different messages. And having served in the Navy 2 years, I know all about trumpets blowing. I remember that I would be in my bunk sleeping so soundly, and suddenly, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I knew that meant to get up. And then, at 12 o'clock, it would sound, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, come and get the chow, boys, and I knew what that meant. And then, what was so lovely, at night, when I lay down, and it was time for lights out, da-da-dee, da-da-dee, and never but one trumpet was used, you see? And so the different melodies conveyed different messages, and not a word had to be spoken. When that trumpet was played, I knew it meant I had to get up. I knew it meant that chow was ready, and it was time to go to chow. And then it was time for lights out, and we had to go to sleep. And so even the Navy thought about these things. And that is what they did when I was fighting for you in the Second World War. They made all of these announcements to me when I was in San Pedro, California, the blowing of the trumpets. Now, God says, I'm going to do the same thing with the nation of Israel. Because there was one man in particular to whom God spoke, and that was Moses. Later on, God spoke through his priests. It says the priest's lips should keep wisdom. But here is the congregation. And God says to Moses, I have a special message that is for the entire congregation of Israel. And therefore, I want them all to come and gather together at the door of the tent of meeting. And therefore, Moses, having heard the voice of God, would go and tell the two sons of Aaron, you say Nadab and Abihu had died, then you have his other two sons, Eleazar and Phinehas. You have these two sons, and remember that, because at the time, if the priests were to blow the trumpets, there were only two priests. Only the two remaining sons of the four sons of Aaron. And so there were two priests. And here is a message that God has given to Moses. And now the two sons of Aaron would blow the trumpets. And however they would do it, the hundreds of thousands would gather round about the tabernacle of the covenant. And Moses would give the announcement, the message that he had from God. And I'm thinking of this, just as God directly spoke to his people in the Old Testament, so God in the New Testament directly spoke to his people while the Word of God was being formed. Here was a problem that arose, and God would give a revelation to one of his prophets, and that prophet would give the solution to a problem that arose. Here is sorrow in 1 Thessalonians 4. Some of them had died, and they thought that because their loved ones had died before the kingdom was manifested, that they would miss out on the glory of it. And so Paul said, this I say unto you by the word of the Lord. And in 1 Corinthians 15, about the dead ones, what is going to happen? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. And so here is a message from God, and this message is to be made known to all his people. And so in like manner, there were certain things that God wanted to know the entire nation of Israel to know, just as on certain occasions God said, all Israel shall gather together, and the word of God, the law of God, shall be read to them. There were some things that God wanted all the nation of Israel to know. And God would tell Moses, and then Moses would tell his nephews, the priests, to blow the trumpets, and they would blow those silver trumpets, and then the riches of God would be spoken, the mind of God spoken through not the lips of the prophets, but through Moses, God's prophet. But now, grasp this, because it's so beautiful. The trumpets signify two things. In the first instance, the trumpets are God calling Israel. But in the second instance, the trumpets are Israel calling God. When they were to congregate, it was God calling Israel. But it says this. It says, when you go out to war, blow the trumpets, and God will remember you. And so, here are these trumpets that signify when Israel is to be called to the tent of meeting, or the princes, the heads of the fathers' houses are to be called. They signify the voice of God calling man. But, after that, here are the priests
God's representatives blowing the trumpets, and God hears those trumpets, and God says, I will remember you. And so that's beautiful. Do you not see what that signifies? I know of one priest now who speaks to the ear of God, who ever liveth to make intercession for us, so that if we have conflict, the Lord Jesus intercedes for us. Do you remember how he said to Peter, Behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I pray for you, that your faith fail not. Here is an encounter, and the Lord Jesus is interceding. And so here are the priests in the Old Testament blowing those trumpets, and it says that God will hear, and he will remember Israel, and he will save them from all their enemies. Now, I want to give you the next step. There were so many references, and they were so varied, it would be impossible to tell them all to you. That's why I wrote them down. But instead of referring to them or looking to them, I will simply tell you about it. There were times when Israel was called to fight battles, as in Numbers chapter 31, and the very first thing that God had told Israel to do, the promise that he had made, in Numbers 31, that is where it began. And here are the trumpets held. It doesn't speak of their being blown, but when they go out to fight the battle, they bring all the articles of the tabernacle, and they go with the army of Israel as they go to fight. Now, this is what is so interesting, because the next step, when we read about trumpets, is when David is trying to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. He gets it part way, and then Uzzah tries to steady the Ark as the oxen stumble, and then that attempt is thwarted. But then the second time, he is successful in bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem from the house of Obed-Edom, he says, to the place that I prepared for it. And you will find that when it's being brought, you find a royal orchestra that accompanies that Ark of the Covenant as it goes to Jerusalem. But this time, it is not two trumpets, but you will read that there are seven priests, and they are given by name, and it says they are blowing the trumpets. So at first, if there were only two priests, you could only blow two trumpets. But then, in David's day, there were abundance of priests, and seven are mentioned by name that blow the trumpets. But then, this is more thrilling still. When the ark was brought by David to Jerusalem, seven trumpets with the orchestra are playing. But when Solomon completed the temple and was bringing the Ark of the Covenant into the oracle of God, it says there were 120 trumpets that were playing. Now, I do not know if you have ever been and heard a full orchestra in a large auditorium, but to give you an example, you have a full orchestra, but on occasion, such as in Berio's Requiem Mass, they not only have this huge orchestra, but they have additional wind brass instruments. And in Severance Hall, when I heard it, they had the orchestra on the stage, and they had brass instruments to the left and to the right. And suddenly, when Tubamirum began to be played, all of these brass wind instruments started playing. And if you were sensitive, you would have gotten up and gone out, because the sound was so vibrating, reverberating all over the auditorium. It was thrilling. And you just laughed, because so much music could be made and such brilliant sound could be made. Now, they didn't have 120 brass instruments there, but they had abundance of brass instruments, and they had the strings and the other wind instruments. And when all of those instruments played, it was thrilling to the soul. Now think of this. Here is Solomon, and he is bringing the Ark of the Covenant. into the temple, the pattern that was given to David, and now it's to be placed in the Holy of Holies, in the oracle. And when it's placed there, it says that all of the musicians and these 120 trumpets played by the priests sound. And when that happens, it says that the glory of God filled the temple. And the priests were unable to minister to go into the temple because the glory of God filled the temple. And so this is what happened. It is like the tabernacle that has one of each thing. But then you will find that instead of one laver, you have 10 lavers. And there is an increase. And in like manner, you go from 2 trumpets to 7 trumpets that are mentioned in David's time, and then 120 trumpets. So God had music associated with his feasts. And he had a special feast, the blowing of trumpets, in the 7th month and the 1st day. And what is so good about that is that I told you that in these feasts, it is man crying to God for blessing. And God said, I will hear. And God mentioned other days. He said this, in times of gladness, and when you offer your burnt offerings, and when you offer your peace offerings, the trumpet shall be played over them. So these were occasions when these trumpets were to be played. At times when Israel needed the help of God, the trumpets were played. And they were crying to God, help us, O Lord, deliver us from our enemies. But then again, when they brought the lambs for the burnt offerings and for the peace offerings to God, those trumpets were played, and those trumpets were saying, O God, I offer unto you that which my heart has brought forth. Of a willing heart, I bring these animals, these sacrifices to you. And the trumpets are playing, which means, look upon these animals and bless me, O God. And so, at certain times of the year, and you'll read in the Psalms, I was going to read you about that too, about the new moon, the full moon, certain specified times, the trumpets were played. And when they were played, it was calling upon God to look upon Israel and send his blessing upon them. And the Lord starts this with the trumpets, and he continues it throughout Israel. And so here are the trumpets, and notice, when the priests are playing them, when we offer sacrifices, or when we go out to war, when we are in need, it is man calling unto God. And at the same time, in Israel, in Numbers chapter 10, when the congregation is to assemble at the tent, the door of the tent of meeting, it is God calling Israel. And that is what is so thrilling, that God calls us and tells us his mind, what his will is for us. He tells us where we are to be. He tells us how long we are to stay there. And then he lets us know when it's time to move on. If he has special messages, he has his prophets that call us. And Moses tells us those special messages. And that is why I was telling you that God had holy convocations then, and God has holy convocations now. And what is it then, brethren, when you come together? Each one hath a song, hath a doctrine, hath a revelation, hath a tongue, hath an interpretation. You see, we come together, we gather together, and God still has called us, and having called us, he is going to bless us, he is going to feed us, he is going to inform us that we might know how to live our lives in this world. It was this way in the Old Testament, and now it is another way in the New Testament. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:14, if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for war? And that is why those that you invite should speak as the oracles of God. The voice of God should speak through them. And just as the trumpets called Israel to hear the voice of God, so when they came through Moses, they would hear the voice of God. And so this is a little bit about the trumpets and the music and the callings and the activities for the nation of Israel.
That's enough. Let us pray. Now, Father, we give thee thanks for the way that you have made your creatures, for what you've allowed them to discover, and then, they having discovered it, you put to your own uses, for their good, these things that they perhaps discovered for another reason. And we're thankful, our God, that whatever man has done, even though you did not want a king, yet when man called for a king, you gave him a king, and then ultimately, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords shall have his place sitting on the throne of David. We're thankful that whatever man invents and would use it for himself, you are able to turn it to good and use it for your glory. So, our Father, we thank you for the silver trumpets and for the priests that play them. And so, our Father, call us and let us hear thy voice. And then, our God, when the trumpets are blown by us, hear our voices, we pray. And as you said, that this blessing should be pronounced upon the nation of Israel. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And so, our Father, may that be our portion as well as Israel's. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.